This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So the big movie this week is the new CGI rebooted version of The Lion King, bringing a circle of its life all the way around from much-loved ground and record-breaking cartoon epic to fabulous Tony Award-winning Broadway show, and now to CGI blockbuster Weird. See, this new Lion King, if you didn't know, is made to look as real as real life. Yeah, they're computerized animals and comboed with real African landscapes. The whole thing looks like a National Geographic movie, but where the animals talk and sing like Beyonce. And Beyonce does sing in the movie. But here's the thing. When they sing, the animals' mouths, they don't move. There's no expressions on their faces either to go along with the emoting, which for a musical, it's just strange looking. All of the same songs from the original movie are here. But the only singing that I bought was the Warthog and the Meerkat. Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner make you forget the CGI limitations, and when they're around, they really do steal the movie. Hey, Hakuna Matata that, my friend. But look, I ain't here to dump all over The Lion King. I mean, once I got used to it, I did enjoy it. I mean, the source material, come on, it's still moving, and no matter what, it's really beautiful to look at. The opening with the Circle of Life song, that is still stunning. And little CGI Simba, oh, he's so damn cute, and when that monkey holds him up and all of the animals stomp their approval, well, to see real looking animals do that was pretty great. And the acting cast is top notch. Chiwetel Ejiofor as Scar is really scary and evil. In fact, I thought this version was scarier than the original. You might want to think about that before the little kids go see it. The hyenas, oh, they put me on edge. Daniel Glover as a grown-up Simba is slacky enough, and it's tough to beat Beyonce hanging around. And John Oliver is perfect as that chatty bird. Is that typecasting? Maybe, I don't know. And then you got the Hakuna Matata guys I talked about. They were good, too. I got to tell you, I did get choked up a few times, too. I ain't sure whether that was left over from the first one or not. I don't know. But when all is said and done and a circle of life comes back around, I don't know whether this Lion King actually ever really needed to get real. But it did, and that's what we got, all right? So, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.